You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Monday, October 30th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Tina from Safe Kids Grand Forks. Tina, how is your Monday doing?
Doing good. It's a little cold out there, but otherwise doing great.
Yeah, it is a little bit chilly out there, but we have a couple of really big topics to talk about here on this Monday. But firstly, what is your role with Safe Kids Grand Forks?
I am a Safe Kids educator, so I get to talk a lot about helping families be safe during when they're using wheeled sports, pedestrian activities. I'm also a car seat safety technician. So I talk to families about car seats and stuff as well.
And there's definitely some pedestrian safety that we're going to be talking about today, as tomorrow is Halloween. And that is definitely a time when there's a lot more people out on the streets walking around. So let's dive into the pedestrian safety that people need to be aware of for tomorrow's holiday.
Absolutely. For Halloween, kids are two times as likely to get hit by a car than any other day of the year. And that's really important to note, because we do have a lot of kids out and about on the roads. They're in their costumes, and they're really excited to get to that next house and that next piece of candy. So they're not always the most predictable pedestrians in that particular case. So us as drivers, obviously, we need to be very, very aware of those kids that are out there. But as parents who are taking our kids trick-or-treating, there are some great ways that we can help our kids be a little bit safer when they're out there on the road. For starters, is making sure that they can see and be seen. I know we've probably already selected our costumes, but there are ways to make the costumes a little bit safer for them. For starters, making sure that if you can, using makeup or face paint instead of using a mask is really great, making sure that those kids can see really well so that they don't trip and fall. We also want to be able to see them. So using glow sticks as part of their costume, using reflective tape, having even some lights inside of their candy bucket is a great idea. Any way that we can make sure that they're more visible. Obviously, it gets dark really early this time of year, so it's just really, really hard to see them. So we want to make sure that when they're walking around, they're being very, very visible. And also that they're crossing at the corners. As drivers, we expect to see people crossing in crosswalks, crossing at the corners. We want to encourage the kids to use those corner crossings and those crosswalks so that they're just a little bit more predictable to see.
Yeah, and it's the simple things, like making sure that you're staying on the sidewalk if you're able to,
Absolutely.
You mentioned making sure that you have something shiny or bright, you know, something even like a couple pieces of duct tape that are really reflective, or, you know, of course, the glow sticks, something that stands out, because sometimes there are costumes, like I immediately think of like a Batman costume that's all black,
yeah.
And that doesn't do so well when it's at night. And so,
not at all.
Yeah, so when you're the pedestrian, making sure that you have those precautions, but also when you are a driver of a vehicle, making sure that you're being safe as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, not only is it really important to make sure that our kiddos are safe when they're walking around to trick or treat, a lot of us will drive from neighborhood to neighborhood, or we'll have the kids in the car when they're wearing their costumes, which we just want to make sure that they're still buckling up and they're still safe. Sometimes our costumes can be real bulky. We talk a lot about not wearing coats when they're buckled in their car seat, because the coat is too bulky and it can interfere with the way that the car seat harness works. That's the same with those costumes. I know that sometimes the costumes are inflatable, so they get really big. Sometimes we have accessories like wings and things like that that really do need to be removed before they get buckled into their car seat, so that we make sure that they are fitting in there and they're safe. And then, of course, when we pull up to let them out, we want to make sure that encourage them to get out on the curbside rather than out into traffic. So get out onto the grass so that they're not out in the flow of traffic. That's just really, really important. But I mean, our costumes, there's other considerations with costumes. We want to talk being safe from burns as well. Those of us who decorate pumpkins on our front porch, if we can use battery-operated lights instead of candles, that will keep those kids with sweeping costumes like long dresses and cloaks and things protected from those things catching on fire. So making sure that we do that. I mean, we also have leaves blowing around. I know that we've got some snow on the ground, but it's really important to make sure that we are not creating a fire hazard with our jack-o'-lanterns as well.
Yeah, it's the small things that sometimes you take the extra 10 to 15 minutes to double check and make sure, hey, maybe I should switch over to an electric candle from the open flame candle instead, because like you mentioned, sometimes those longer costumes, they can sometimes accidentally get caught up in there, and then next thing you know, you have a fire there. So a couple of really good small points that, you know, they might be really minute, but they end up being huge in the long run.
For sure, for sure. You know, and I mean, there are a lot of hazards with kids just walking around out in the dark. So we strongly encourage, if you're able to go to some of those community events, trunk or treats and trick or treating events indoors. First of all, not only is it a little bit warmer, we're not walking around in the cold, but we're taking that issue of potential collisions with cars out of the equation if we're in an event like that. So we're really encouraging that. And I know in Crookston, you've got a few events coming up. One of the ones that I thought was pretty exciting is there's actually a free Halloween movie going on Halloween for families at 7 p.m. But I know that there's a few trunk or treats throughout the community. I know Grand Forks has quite a few of them. So there's lots and lots of events to go to that don't include door-to-door trick-or-treating. So just a little bit safer, a little bit easier for families to handle, especially when you've got real little ones that maybe aren't so predictable and aren't able to perhaps cross the street appropriately. As we know from our research, kids basically don't really have the reasoning ability to cross the street safely until they're about 10 years old. That's when they can kind of judge, okay, you know, is that car far enough away? Is it safe for me to cross the street? So it's really, really important that if they are going to go trick-or-treating and they're under the ages of, you know, 10 to 12, they probably should be going with a grown-up, but we just really strongly encourage using those community events, and there's so many wonderful ones out there to choose from.
Is it better to trick-or-treat in smaller groups as well rather than just individually? That way, you know, it's, you know, more people around, then there's more people that drivers can see?
That sounds, you know, like something that would be really useful, really a good idea. That would make a larger group would make them a little bit more visible. But hopefully having more adults within that group would be a really good idea as well. But we can't stress enough that we just really do need to talk to the kids about making sure that they're crossing a crosswalk, making sure that they are crossing appropriately. It's really, really risky out there when it's dark. We've got some slippery roads. And, of course, those costumes add a little bit of a visibility issue. So definitely making sure that those kiddos are aware and they're safer.
And there's just more general pedestrian traffic on Halloween night. So that's something that you might be driving home from work and it's natural for you not to really think or see of people walking or crossing the street or walking on the sidewalk. So especially for, you know, us drivers too, who are driving around, we have to make sure that we're extra safe, make sure we're not distracted. Mm-hmm. And it's the simple, you know, motor vehicle safety things that we're used to or might not be used to that we have to kind of remind ourselves.
Absolutely. 100%. So you're absolutely right. As drivers, we just need to be really, really cautious and really aware. And just keep in mind that the kids are going to be out. So it's a really good idea for us if we maybe live in a neighborhood where a lot of trick-or-treating happens, maybe taking a different route home tomorrow evening, just so that we are kind of avoiding that congestion.
And you mentioned that there are some regional trunk-or-treat events that are going to be going on as well. You touched on a couple of events going on in Crookston, but there's a lot of great events that people can kind of go to. And again, it kind of helps keeps the kids safe.
It does. And, you know, we catalog all of those events in our region. So if people wanted to go to our Facebook page, that's Safe Kids Grand Forks, we actually have on our events page a area where people have been submitting their flyers for their events, and we've got it in chronological order. So you can just pick and choose which events would be appropriate for your family. So we kind of tried to make it a little easy for you to find those. I know that there's a lot of different Facebook groups also that have been kind of cataloging those different events. So absolutely a wonderful option wonderful option for families to get out there.
So we have Tina on from Safe Kids Grand Forks, and we've been talking a lot about pedestrian safety and especially child safety, because Halloween coming up tomorrow and there are a lot more people out on the roads walking around. And so we just want to remind people of some great safety tips for you to use, especially if you are planning on trick-or-treating and being out as a pedestrian.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we've got all sorts of things going on at Safe Kids. I mean, I don't know if you know much about us, but we're pretty busy all the time. And after Halloween, we've got some activities and events ramping up as well. So on November 1st, we're hosting a class called Alive at 25. This is for older children. This is for kids 14 to age 24. That is the driver group that is most at risk of getting into crashes due to different choices that they make, distracted driving, driving at excessive speed, using alcohol and tobacco or alcohol and drugs when they're driving. So this class actually gives them some skills for making better choices when they are on the road, when they're behind the wheel. And it also, it has a little bit of a secondary goal in that a lot of our insurance companies will offer discounts if children attend that class. So if you're a parent of a teen, that might be a really good opportunity. And you can find a link to that, again, on our Facebook to register for it. Like I said, it is on November 1st, so it's coming up. Our schools here in Grand Forks have a early release day that day, so we're starting it at 1:30 p.m. So it's worth a look, and it's, I think, a really good class for teens to participate in. And speaking of those older kids, we have our Smart Sitter class December 9th. Smart Sitter is an opportunity for kids that might be watching other children, whether it's their siblings or working as a babysitter, to learn some skills such as how to feed a baby, how to change a diaper, and some basic first aid and CPR skills as well. So it's one of my favorite classes that we host. I think it's phenomenal, and that's for those preteen and teenage students to kind of learn those skills. So I think it's a really, really exciting one.
Yeah, those sound like wonderful classes. And I had also noticed on the fall newsletter that you guys just recently had that, can't believe we're saying this, but daylight savings time is coming up, and it's a good time to, when you set your clocks back, also to make sure that your batteries are good and your smoke detectors, and you know, not just to keep the kids safe, but of course yourself safe at home.
Absolutely. And that's a really, really good time to check that. It's twice a year, every year, so it's a good reminder for us. Check those batteries and the smoke detectors, and also check your batteries and your carbon monoxide detectors as well. We are, you know, cooling down, so everybody's firing up their furnaces, and it's just really, really important to make sure that your carbon monoxide detector is working. Carbon monoxide has no smell, it has no color, you can't see it, so it's really, really important that those detectors are operating and functioning correctly so that we are safe during this time of year. So yeah, absolutely. It's definitely time to test those and to change out those batteries.
Yeah, there's a lot of great information on the website as a whole, and the website safekidsgf.com, and there's all kinds of other events that are going on in the upcoming month, and all kinds of different safety tips and all a various amount of categories to keep everyone safe, but of course the kids.
Absolutely. We focus on unintentional injury, and so there is a wealth of information on our website and on our Facebook. One other thing that I did really, really want to point out for everybody is that October, we're wrapping up October, but it is Kids Awareness Month, and we're talking about safe sleep a lot in our communities. We, you know, like to kind of catch parents and grandparents and talk to them about the fact that children should be put to sleep on their back in their own bed, and they shouldn't have anything in the bed with them. So no blankets, pillows, stuffed animals, no bottles propped up. We do a little activity called Clear the Crib Challenge, where we put kind of a bunch of different stuff into pack and play with the baby and see if people know which things can stay and which things have to go in order for safe sleep. And of course, everything's got to go. We only want that baby in there and a pacifier if they're a baby that uses one. But we want to make sure that those babies are not in an environment where they could potentially suffocate. If they're not able to roll over on their own, then they need to be placed in that bed on their back. Obviously, if they roll themselves over and they can roll back and forth, then, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. But it's really, really important to make sure that there's no blankets. So having those sleep wraps are a really good idea. There's one called the Halo sleep wrap that we actually stock at the hospital and that we encourage people to get. So there's ways to keep the baby warm when they're sleeping without using blankets and things like that.
Yeah, that's a really good point because, you know, we still are in October and there's still a couple of days left to, you know, practice all of those safety tips for, you know, safe sleeping. That's something that you might not think about. You might just think, oh, you know, you want to keep your child warm and, you know, give mm-hmm. them a blanket. But, you know, that can end up being more of a hazard than a help.
Absolutely, it can. The other thing that we talk to families about during safe sleep discussions is place sleep around their car seat. When we've got infants, we oftentimes will have those car seats that have the handle on them. So it clicks out of a base that stays in the car and you can take the baby with you in the car seat itself. If the car seat is clicked into its base inside of the car, it's at a good angle where if the baby falls asleep, that's okay. Unfortunately, once you take that car seat out of the car, it's no longer gonna stay at that safe angle for the baby. And it's possible that their head could roll forward and they could actually lose the ability to breathe. So it's really, really important that if you take the baby out of the car in their car seat, once you get to where you're going, they need to come out of that car seat. They can't just stay and sleep in it because it's just really not safe for them.
Yeah, that's a really good reminder, too. So a lot of great safety tips, and that's just a snippet of what you can find on the website. There's all kinds of different areas of safety for kids. Again, it's safekidsgf.com, and also you guys update the Facebook page regularly, it sounds like.
We really do. We try to keep our Facebook updated with all of our events. We're actually starting to populate it with a lot of our upcoming 2024 events. So you'll start seeing popping up there our different classes, like our Bringing Home Baby class for expectant parents, our caregiver education series, which is a Zoom series on different topics each and every month. That one, we also offer that. We advertise it for foster parents because foster parents oftentimes need to get some continuing education. This is an opportunity for them to do that without having to leave their house, without having to get a babysitter. And they're able to get that education on a variety of topics. So we just keep on looking at our Facebook, keep on looking at our website, because we have just so many things coming up, and we absolutely want to share them with our communities.
It is a great hub for kids' safety as a whole, and you guys have different different categories that specifically break things down a lot more. It's a wonderful resource for parents, but also for people who aren't parents, you know, like myself, just driving around on Halloween, making sure that reminding myself to you know, have some of those extra safety precautions. So Tina from Safe Kids Grand Forks, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk. It was really great to have you on, and you provided a lot of great insight today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today. And if viewers want to, or listeners want to get a hold of us, our number is 701-780-1489.
Well, Tina, thank you very much. And again, the website, safekidsgrandforks.com, and check out their Facebook page. So that was our Valley Talk program with Tina from Safe Kids Grand Forks.